Immigrant advocacy groups are calling on Washington to reform current immigration policy. They are asking President Obama to act on the promise he has made to Latinos during his campaign. Arnaldo Garcia is the program director at the National Network for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. He tracks and reports abuses against immigrant communities. He says policy has made it so police and the public, from employers, landlords, to even schools, are working alongside immigrant enforcement agencies to detect undocumented people. Some of the methods being used are illegal.
You wear a scarf around your hair, or you're dark-skinned, or you don't pass as white, you're very likely to be profiled and stopped and asked questions, whether it's the airport, or when you're driving a car, or when there's checkpoints, right? They're going to eyeball you, and if you don't pass muster, they're going to pull you over and ask you to prove your citizenship. When you stop someone just because you think they look or sound foreign, that's illegal. That's racial discrimination. And racial profiling is still illegal, but the police are using that.
In 1996 and later in 2001, anti-terrorism legislation restricted the freedom of immigrants. Under the Employment Verification Act, employers can turn in workers for identity fraud, for reporting the Social Security numbers of a legal family member on their tax forms. In other situations, immigrants are being detained and deported when misdemeanors they have committed in the past are reinstated as felonies. Catherine Taktakin is director of the National Network for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. She says these situations have split up families and destroyed lives.
Relatively high percentage of families in the U.S. that have what we call mixed status. They're living with someone who's an immigrant, who may be have status or not, might be a grandparent who's undocumented, and they're made more vulnerable because of laws that were put on the books and as of yet have not been rescinded.
Now, immigrants are demanding a change in the laws that they say infringe on their human rights. Taktakin and Garcia, along with other small immigrant community organizations, have forged an open letter to President Obama. Isabel Garcia is the founder of the community group Derechos Humanos in Tucson, Arizona.
We wrote the letter to Obama because we believe that if he were to get a real picture of what's going on here, that he would say, yes, we need to bring other forces to bear here, economic, political, diplomacy, rather than enforcement. And so we are calling on Obama to listen to some of the others of us, not just the well-funded mainstream immigrant rights groups.
The letter asks for three issues of reform. First, that the president put a stop to all raids and suspends deportation. Second, that he, along with members of Congress, hold a series of field hearings that focus on how immigrant law enforcement affects the economy, workers' rights, and the immigrant community. Third, they ask that he support a program that allows for the legalization of all undocumented workers. Leo Morales works with the Idaho Community Action Coalition.
It's very critical to look at this issue in a way that's comprehensive. It's extremely important to be able to pass comprehensive reform that includes an opportunity at citizenship for immigrant workers, also to be able to reduce the huge backlogs that currently exist in the application system. Along the way, it's extremely important to protect the civil liberties, civil rights of all people as well as they craft legislation.
Current economic crisis, these groups are aware that immigration reform might not be first on Obama's to-do list. Still, Gustavo Torres expects change to happen within the first year. Gustavo Torres is the executive director of the immigrant workers group Casa de Maryland.
Knows that the opportunity and the only window opportunity that we are going to have. So we expect that by September, we are going to have that discussion. We believe that he can be a great president if he is more pro-immigrant and he can make a difference in our community. The great majority of the Latino and immigrant community vote for him. I don't expect that if he's not passing the immigration reform, I don't expect that people are going to vote for him again. And remember, we play a very critical role in five different states, including Colorado, Virginia, Florida, including New Mexico, and including Nevada.
For the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, I'm Julia Botero.